Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, the last day of August. August 31st, 2023. We'll never see this day again. Well, there'll be other Augusts. I mean, hopefully.
Jeez, what are you doing?
They are a human construct. So.
What?
Anyway.
Is your problem?
Well, look, I don't want to make you any promises, party people.
Hey, V, I have thought a lot about your suggestion from yesterday, and I've decided I do think it's a good idea that we have your fuck boy on the show. I think that's a really good idea.
I think it's great.
We'll let him on.
I think that would be such a fun time.
Just, you know what? You're full of good ideas.
You really are.
And we appreciate that.
You guys are hysterical.
Thanks.
Totally. Yeah, we'll have him on. No problem.
I'm calling Seacrest's agent right now.
Get him
so
on.
Gross.
We'll probably have to pay him to come on, but we'll do it.
Yeah, we have all this money, so. Yeah.
And also,
we got a budget for that.
I pay him to fuck, so I'm sure you'll have to pay him to make an appearance.
Yeah, well, everybody's got their price.
Besides having your F-boy on the show, which I think was a great idea, thanks. We'll definitely book
nice
him.
Job, B.
Hysterical.
I also think that when he finally is invited to your house, that's when it's love, right? Like, that's when we know. That he came to your house now.
No.
Oh, shit. The walls are crumbling down.
No, the walls. Keep crumbling. Oh. No, okay. No. If that ever happens, I have to put my foot down now. Maybe I don't want to make the drive. Maybe for some reason he's here. I'm not going to state that. We have to be very clear right now, because I don't want to be like, no, he was here, and then you guys are like, oh, my
that's
God.
Oh, you're in love.
Our girl, she's getting married.
No.
What song was that?
You don't know that song?
No.
I don't know, but it worked.
Yeah.
It did feel really good,
Like,
is it like a Jack Johnson thing?
I can't handle Aho's mustache right now. Like, I haven't had to look at that in a while, and I'm just like... really stuck in this middle
glorious,
screen
I know.
Square
it's,
here.
It's kind of hard.
We'd have him kiss you, but he's married.
yeah. Myra wouldn't like
you know,
that.
So like that you could taste it and feel it and really
it probably
get the whole,
has a flavor, let's face it.
Yeah, the whole
gross.
Experience.
From like what, dinner last night or something?
Sure.
That's disgusting.
Whatever.
Or does it taste
Jeez.
Like Myra?
It's a flavor collector.
Or your wife's
a flavor, flavor saver.
Yeah,
Myra's not a big fan.
That's so sick.
Oh, she's not digging it?
What?
No, well, she's not a big fan.
She wants the full beard. You're going to Brazil in a month.
Yeah.
You need to trim the mustache down to match the burgeoning beard you've got going. You've got to bring back the beard.
I'm very sad about it. Yeah. Once I get back, mustache is coming back for sure.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just doing it for her because I love
her. So you put in all that work to shave it.
I'm going to let the beard grow out to even everything out, and then, yeah, go with the beard.
Oh.
I'm never clean shaven. I don't really do that.
So you're going to let it go down to the chin, hit goatee status, and then push back into a beard?
Yeah, I don't know the actual plan. I don't really have a plan for it right now. I'm just going to let it all grow back, and then we'll figure it out later. But, yeah, there you go.
You sure you don't have a plan? Because I feel you really had a plan with the mustache.
I really didn't. I was just like, you know, we're just going to go mustache and see what happens. I like to live my life like that. No plan. We just.
It's a thick mustache.
It is a beefy mustache.
It is a big beefy mustache.
It's like solid a 70s porn stash for sure.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You know what? That's good because there it is on your face.
It's on your face.
Yeah. You should
for sure.
love it.
Yeah. You really should.
I've had
love
things
it.
On my face that I didn't love. So you just try to get.
Was it a dick?
Well, that too. I didn't even think of that. I was thinking like a zit that I didn't love or, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. Have you loved any zit?
A sty in my eye or a blind pimple on the side of my nose.
Wrinkles. Those are really certain.
I can't even see.
Not
you know what's great about losing your eyesight? I look fantastic.
Oh, that's and good.
I look in the mirror. I'm like, I can't see a goddamn thing. You know what? I can't see to put my eye makeup on, so I'm not gonna, and I can't see anything at all. I am thinking, I really want to cut my hair. I know I've been grousing about it for a while. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Here's what I want to do. A, I'm going to read you the top of the heap that I got from yesterday's. We begged for people to send us emails, and we got them. So we went on Instagram at V-Hale's suggestion, and we pandered. Please, won't you give us something to talk about? Boom. You answered, Secret Show fans. So here's the first one. Hey, Bryn, could you guys give a quick update on Coco and her guy? Maybe have them on. I'd love to hear how things are going for her. Nicole, another Nicole, different Nicole, in Denver. Oh. I would love that. Could we get her on?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Are you in contact with her still, V-Hale?
Who, Miss Coco?
Yeah. No, not Miss Coco. Nicole.
Oh.
Not Miss Coco, our Instagram lady that we love.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, Coco. Kind of just on Instagram, I see her life, but we don't really text her anything anymore.
Oh, well, I don't even think I never go on Instagram. I would love to have her. I miss her. You know, no offense, Alex. Alex is great. Alex, how long?
Thank you.
How long have you been our guy?
I think it's been about a year. A little over.
A year and a half, almost. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my God, time flies. Time just flies. The end. Full sentence. Okay, so anyway, can we book Nicole? We'll find out. I'm going to put that in my red folder and leave it to you, Bryn.
All right.
Okay, now, next is this. We got so many that I'm just going to read you some titles, and you guys are going to get to pick. I want you to discuss it, and we'll see. Okay, number one, how to explain making babies. Number two, a good happy medium that will be fair to the both of us. Number three, husband's horny best friend. Number four, paying for husband's shortcomings. Or number five, no foreplay, just BJs and banging.
Oh, they're three. All really good.
So three is the husband's horny
three
best friend?
The friend's horny best friend.
I'll give them to you one more time. Ready? How to explain making babies, a good happy medium that will be fair to the both of us, the husband's horny best friend, paying for husband's shortcomings, or no foreplay, just BJs and banging. And I apologize to the 100 other emails that I didn't. I'll do this. I'll get to you. I'm gonna do it.
Gunnu.
Okay. Do we all? What do you guys want?
I liked whatever she said. I was good with that.
Okay. Nobody else has anything.
She said
okay.
Three.
We're not arguing. Three. It is
friends.
Husbands.
The horny friends.
Best friend.
Oh, and it's pretty short.
Mm-hmm, very short.
Oh.
Maybe we'll even get
short,
to another
sweet
one.
Sweet and efficient.
Sorry, I'm start over. Love you all, it says. My best friend's husband says weird, borderline inappropriate things to me when he drinks. Surprise. We were at a party a few weeks ago, and he kept saying how sexy I am and how I'm his type. And he does it in front of his wife.
Sounds like John.
I was literally just thinking that.
John, your husband.
Yeah, my husband, John.
Yeah.
She just kept laughing and hitting him like, stop. I try to say thank you and redirect the compliments to his wife and shrug it off. He's done it to me before, emphasizing how amazing I look or telling me how good I look. I'm wildly uncomfortable with it. When I told my husband, he thought it was weird, but didn't have a big reaction about it either. Am I just sensitive and overreacting, or is this actually weird? And how would you deal with it without ruffling feathers? Thanks, don't say my name.
Marianne.
What?
Well, I'll tell you something.
Is that her name?
It does make it. No. My husband's always like, you know, the joke is if I leave the room for 1 second, he's running away to Costa Rica with my friend Heather or trying to get in some kind of wrestling match with my friend Marianne. Like, it's funny, but also, like, what are you doing? Why is this happening?
And she goes home and tells Pat, and Pat's like, oh, it's weird, but
no, Pat's usually right there. I mean, it's nobody's getting in a fight over it, but it is. It's just like, what are you doing? But I will say this. It does definitely seem like John's joking. Like, he's doing it. He's not taken anybody aside that I know of and saying this stuff.
I was going to say, even you telling me that, I'm like, he's just kidding. Like, yeah.
Okay, so I think the difference ever. Here, it, well, because I'm amazing. Thank you for noticing. Mm-hmm. So the difference here, I think, is that this person feels weird about it. That they feel weird about it. Like, I, you know, we were just in a session the other day when if you feel it, trust your gut. Like,
oh, yeah.
The guy's had a couple drinks and he's telling you you're his type. And I mean, ugh.
I think vibes speak pretty loudly, right? Like if I were somewhere and John started saying some shit to me, I would think it's hysterical because no part of me gets that vibe from him, thinks anything. You know what I mean? I think if you're feeling awkward about the situation, it's because there's something to feel awkward
right.
about.
It's not, so. It's, this is not a joke. But, and I will say this, dudes, you know what? I'm going to say this. Humans are famous for the joke, in quotes. Like, somebody says something to someone that is wildly inappropriate, and the person who it's been said to goes, "Oh, don't, ugh, you're gross," or however, whatever the dude says. And the other person goes, "What's the matter? God, you're so sensitive. I was just joking." And they turn it around as though, yeah, as though they didn't say something. Like they're deflecting. They wanted to see was your reflection, your reaction to what they were going to say. And, you know, so they say some dirty, rude thing to you. Right. And they're like, God, what's up your ass? I was just joking.
Don't be so full of yourself.
Don't be so full of yourself. Exactly. Ugh.
And the wife being like, oh, shut up. I feel like that wife is probably uncomfortable. And she's saying that nicely. Like, I literally would be like, hey, motherfucker, let's step outside for a second so we can have a conversation. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, but then everyone would be like, oh, V-Hell's hot for that guy. You can't leave. Here's what I think.
No, no, no. She's saying if she's the girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're saying if you're the wife or the girlfriend of the guy who's being inappropriate, she'd pull him outside and tell him to knock it off.
Oh, I see.
Like, she's saying that wife is like, oh, haha, stop it. I would be like, hey, let's take a step the fuck outside.
Yeah, did you
like,
hear her say stop it? Because I'm actually really bummed out of you. And I think we're just going to leave now. So say thanks to everybody.
Yeah.
I'd like to help this scenario, but I can't. Here's what I would say. Just like Sarah has hot friends, my wife has hot friends, too, specifically. They're hot. They're smoking hot. I keep boundaries, and I don't drink, by the way, so none of that kind of crap would ever fly out of my mouth. But in this case, I keep boundaries up between the people. You just don't, they're her best friends, just like this guy is his best friend. Yeah. I don't know why he's not keeping those boundaries up. He should, well, I guess because it's the booze, but you can think someone's hot and keep your fucking mouth shut about it.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's, there's nothing, it's normal if you're around someone a lot, especially if they have a nice personality on top of being good looking, where you might go, wow, that person's pretty great. But that's my wife's best friend or my husband's best friend or whatever the case may be. And you mind your manners around them for the purpose of keeping everything cool.
Right.
Because that compliment can be taken as a compliment or can be like, oh, God, your husband's a pig. Ugh.
You know, and that's the thing. These aren't crossing the line. What he's saying, those aren't compliments. He's saying, you're my type. You look so sexy.
That is a lot.
That's a really, you know, you look great in that dress. Which even that can be a little bit like, okay, what is going on here? Mm. So I think that if there is an answer, and there may not be, it lies with your best friend. You need to talk to her and say, okay, I'm not saying that your husband's a total creep or anything. What I am saying, though, is he says things that make me feel uncomfortable, especially because he's drunk, you're sitting right there, and it's just fucking awkward for me.
Yeah, but we don't know her relationship with that chick. That's her husband's best friend's wife.
No, my best friend's husband.
Oh.
This is
husband's corny best friend. Yes. That's on brand.
Husbands.
My bad. I'm reading a lot of emails and titling them myself.
So I did hear it right, but I didn't.
You did hear it
okay,
right.
We got all mixed up.
Okay,
sorry.
So let me read it. It's quick, so I'm going to
read
you again.
Read all this.
With that, here we go.
All right, cut
my
that
here it is. Listen carefully, and then here it is. My best friend's husband says weird, borderline inappropriate things to me when he. I don't even think these are borderline inappropriate. That's inappropriate. What he's saying. We were at a party a few weeks ago. He kept saying how sexy I am and how I'm his type, and he does it right in front of his wife, this woman's best friend. She just keeps laughing and hitting him like, stop. I try to say thank you and redirect the compliments to his wife and shrug it off. He's done it to me before, emphasizing how amazing I look and telling me how good I look. I think she's a little bit humble bragging here. I'm wildly uncomfortable about it. When I told my husband, he thought it was weird but didn't have a big reaction about it either. Am I just sensitive and overreacting, or is this actually weird? And how would you deal with it without ruffling feathers? So she doesn't want a problem with her best friend.
I see.
I don't think you're overreacting. I think that it bothers you. If something bothers you, you're entitled.
That is an awkward thing to have to address with your best friend by saying, I think your husband's hitting on me. Especially if the best friend doesn't agree. That's right. That's a shitty, it's
well,
like a rock and a hard place.
Couldn't she just say, I really find the things that he says to me after a couple of drinks to be inappropriate and I'm not comfortable with them, which is different than I think your husband is actually hitting on me. And if I said yes and snuck off to the bathroom with him, I could fuck him.
Mm.
That's, you know what I mean? Like, I just, I don't want to be talked to him
extra.
Like that.
She is mentioning that the best friend is hitting her husband, right? And saying stop.
Yeah. Yep.
So she acknowledges it to some extent. So maybe you can pull that your best friend aside and say, dude, I don't feel comfortable with that. Can you make him stop?
Yeah, like, you might have to
this
do
this is
it
your husband.
Yeah, that's the way that's got to go. You got to talk to the friend and just say, look, I know it only happens when he drinks and but I'm
and everyone acts like it's in good fun, but
and I want you to
I'm curious
tell him
what
to,
oh, we don't know that she's married.
Say that again, V?
I was going to say I wonder what her husband thinks about
she
it, but
says,
I said we don't know if
no,
she
no, we do. When I told my husband, he thought it was weird, but didn't have a big reaction about it either. So I'm assuming this guy isn't doing this, does it in front of his own wife, but not in front of this lady's husband. Because she had to tell her husband about it.
Yeah, because he knows if he did it in front of her husband, that would be...
The guy might be like,
Not necessarily, but I do think that these things can... Like, you know, that's the problem. He's playing it in an innocent way, in the public, in front of everyone. But he is, in fact, floating a true opinion of how he feels about her. I believe
I think
that.
So too. Me too.
I believe that, and I think
it's been more than once. It's been more than once. If it were one time, it'd be like, he was a little fucked up. Said something.
Well, and look, what I was trying to say, and maybe I did a bad job, but in general, most people aren't around a lot of other. Like, you go to work, you do your job, you come home, you eat your dinner, you go to bed, you start over again the next day. At these parties, like for example, when Christina has her, you know, all her girlfriends over. That's where I'm at a mixer with a bunch of people. Like, I'm not, well, I have appearances and stuff too. But those are, it's a rare occasion when I'm around a lot of her friends and a lot of female friends, I should say. I'm not trying to say that I have strong feelings for them. I like them though because I'm around them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, John's around Marianne all the fucking time.
All the time.
So these are people you get close to, you have certain feelings for. It may not even be like, I want to cheat on my wife with you, but it may just be over time he's developed to really not only think they're pretty, but like them.
Well, they have a real friendship. There's no question.
That's what I mean.
And I will also say that usually this stuff is happening when Pat is literally sitting right there just like scrolling through his phone. He does not give a rat's ass you know, about John and Marianne kicking each other in the face in the kitchen. Like, they just and I'm sitting next to Pat going, maybe just go grab the guitar and we'll just do some songs in the other. That'll be, you know, maybe that'll distract them. Like, they're going
anyway,
at it again.
I'm just trying to say that it can the range can vary from I really have developed a friendship and a like of this person that isn't. But then again, you know, that whole, you're so sexy, you're my type, you look great tonight.
It's icky.
That is a little, that's across the line. And certainly, if it makes the lady uncomfortable, that's all that's necessary.
Right.
That's all that's necessary.
That, right. And I think we all agree. this is supposedly your best friend's husband. You need to say to your best friend, don't be like, I think he's hitting on me. Just be like, he says things that make me pretty uncomfortable. And, you know, and you laugh and say stop. And we're all kind of laughing. But I hate it. I don't think it just doesn't feel right to me. And I'd like you to ask him to stop. And maybe he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I did not realize, which is bullshit.
He'll probably be a dick about it.
Yeah.
But that's, you know.
Yeah, and I hope the friend doesn't get mad either.
Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, sometimes things just go so the wrong way.
Yeah.
Play him this show. I think that works sometimes.
I don't know. I do think it's weird that he, you know, there's drinking involved. So that's part of the problem is she can't not party with her best friend, right?
Right.
So she's going to,
I don't know. Right. Because it's like now I have to choose between my feelings of discomfort and my best friend. I think if she's really your best friend, you can talk to her honestly about like, look, it's not a huge deal, but it does make me uncomfortable. And I'd like it if he didn't.
Here's what I'd do.
All right. What do we do? Solve this,
I'd
please.
Go to my friend and I'd say, look, I need you to handle something for me. And I need you to handle it discreetly. I need you to be cool about this. Your husband gets drunk and he says things that make me uncomfortable, but I don't want to fucking ruin our friendships and ruin the good times we have. I need it to come from you. I need that. I need you to get out in front of this and tell him it bothers you, even if it doesn't, because it bothers me and I don't want us to not be able to hang out anymore.
You know what, Vinny? How do you do it?
I don't know.
Every time.
But I do feel like...
Do you do it?
How do you do it?
He knows how to words.
He knows how to therapy.
I can't think of any other way you can handle it than that without
having it. That's
great.
That's actually perfect.
Okay.
The lady should transcribe what you said on a flashcard or into an email and send that to the other lady.
No, don't email your friend. That's shitty.
Okay, call her and say, I got to talk to you, but I'm going to read what I have to say off this card. I got a flashcard here.
If you
got
to read it, then read it. But yeah, I think that that's the only possible way. And I'm sure that...
tell us how this goes. I want to know.
I was going to say, you got to tell us after you do it.
I am sure that this is such a common problem that I can't even believe we haven't crossed it before. And it might be because people don't know how to... It's small enough that they don't know what the fuck to do. And it's not big enough that it's going to destroy. Yeah. But it does. That's how these friendships end up ruined. That's how people end up, you know, going, we were best friends and now they're a couple. And I'm not saying she's going to... But, you know, that... Because they're the people you hang with.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I'm 100% with you.
Shitty best friend.
Really shitty. I love this. I love your answer. I think that's great. I'm so grateful for everybody sending in their problems. And I really liked the rando selection. I thought that was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do another one tomorrow on The Secret Show. V. Hale, always fantastic to have you on. It always makes it a little bit more special when you're on the show. Are you planning to get dick down this weekend?
No, I'm going to be out of town this weekend.
Right. What?
So dick downing will have to wait.
Till Monday?
Yeah, it's a holiday weekend.
Oh, right. That's true.
Robert, are you dick going out to the middle of nowhere where you always go?
Yeah.
So you're going to go pose with drinks in the desert?
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I look forward to it.
That is my plan in one sentence. Yeah.
Yes.
The bar up there is doing a whole thing. They're having a live band. There's a mechanical bull.
Oh, my God. Fun. It's like heaven on earth.
It's going to be interesting.
I can't wait to like my picture.
I told my best friend, I said, no matter
like
how
this.
Drunk I get. What?
This is your move right here. Drink in hand. Peace sign.
Oh.
And a wink.
I thought you were like holding a dick.
No.
I've never winked in my pictures. Oh my God.
No, it's like this. Wait, like this.
Oh, wait. T- two in the pink, one in the stink. She doesn't do you do
yeah,
that?
Where's the other hole? What's the thumb? What's the thumb doing?
Well, the thumb's just hanging out.
Tickling your belly button.
The thumb keeps your hand from completely disappearing.
This is the shocker.
What's the shocker? Show me the shocker. Yeah. Oh, you yeah. saying I have to get my thumb
you
out of there?
You got to
tuck your thumb out of there. Yeah.
Have you had the shocker before?
Of course she has.
Oh yeah.
Were you shocked?
I was shocked because I. It's so bad. I was asleep and the guy didn't know. I was hammered and I sort of dozed off and then
oh no
woke back
that
up
woke
and I had
right
a pinky
up, huh?
in my asshole and I was like whoa there. Big fella, and I was like, oh, that was the first time for that, but I liked it.
But
and
not the last time.
Now uh-huh. Now I.
And now
who
here
knew
we
I would
are.
Have been in a butthole myself all years right. later.
Okay. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you. Please, don't just because we're flush with questions.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Vinny?
The end. Woo.